It's time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpin and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also of Simon Loses His Tummy, and she's the next attorney for Donald Trump. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
God forbid.
I'll keep you thin.
Another reason why it was good not to go to law school.
All right. Well, there's no question that, you know, if you do something your entire life, there's no reason to expect that it's going to change.
Exactly. Well, you know, I have to say, Jill, that in a sense, it's really leading to what I wanted to talk about, because when I started to write this blog about alcohol consumption and weight loss, I was sure, as I have been for many years, that the relationship is a negative one. If you drink, you're not going to lose weight. If you drink, it's going to bring calories into your body that are certainly going to slow down your diet. And indeed, if you drink, you might actually find yourself becoming obese. You know, this has sort of been the party line for decades and decades. And, you know, all sorts of diet plans have always listed the number of calories in alcohol and telling you to stay away from them. And, of course, there are certain drinks, you know, the kind that come with an umbrella on top and are filled with a sugar-laden syrup and all sorts of vegetables and, I mean, all sorts of fruits like maraschino cherries, you know, that have many more calories than just the alcohol. Or, you know, the sort of after-dinner drinks that really are a liquid dessert, the kind that you have a chocolate liqueur and heavy cream. These drinks clearly are going to bring calories into your body that you don't need and maybe decrease weight loss or cause you to gain weight if you drink a lot of them. But the evidence over the last several decades in which many studies, what's so-called longitudinal studies, many studies are done in which people have been followed from, you know, a fairly young age or middle age, and what they drink has been looked at in regard to whether they've gained weight, whether they lost weight, whether they maintained their weight. And it seems like, speaking about lawyers and juries, it seems like the jury is in saying that if you are a light to moderate alcohol consumer, the chances are that you will not only not gain weight, but you might even end up maybe 10 or 20 years after you start this drinking, a few pounds lighter than your contemporaries who don't drink at all, and certainly your contemporaries who drink a great deal, because if you drink a great deal, you do definitely gain weight from the alcohol. And again, this is really a conclusion that has made people change making suggestions as, no, you should not have any kind of alcohol if you're on a diet or if you want to maintain your weight. And as I said, it's not new from the research, because the research is going on for a long time, but it is a new dieting concept. On the other hand, alcohol is not one of the four food groups. You know, it's not even a fifth food group. Alcohol has no nutritional value. It has calories, so I suppose if you were in an airplane crash on the side of the Andes, this occurred many, many years ago, and all you had was vodka and gin to keep yourself alive until the rescue planes come, keep yourself alive and probably happy, yeah, the calories in the alcohol would do it. There, 1 gram of alcohol has 7 calories. 1 gram of fat has 9 calories. So it's sort of in that range, and it would keep you going. On the other hand, people who are, and this is sort of something also I came across that I didn't know much about, people, mainly women people, who are, and young women people, who are concerned about their
women
weight.
Women scouts?
Pardon?
I said women scouts.
Yeah, that's it. But you know, young women, millennials, college-age kids are fearing the possible weight gain from eating, from drinking a lot. And so what they do is stop eating. And there's something called, and it's a new term to me, drunkorexia.
Yeah.
Don't know whether you've heard of it.
This is not new, and the complication is, you know, how do I say this politely? In a lot of cases, a lot of college kids drank heavily.
Sure.
Anyway, but now in the past X years, where between gluten free, just let's just call it social media, but the ideas of the basic building blocks of nutrition are well in the rearview mirror.
Right. That's right.
So,
but the fact that if you are, you know, a 19, 20, well, that's, you can't drink till you're 21, theoretically, under colleges, you're not allowed to drink until you're 21. But if you are going out for an evening, let's say Friday, Saturday, which you know you're consuming not just one or two drinks, which have really no major impact at all on your weight, but you really think you're going to get drunk and you're going to be in imbibing a lot of calories from the alcohol, and you want to remain your skinny, you know, zero or size two or size four, what have you, you will not eat. And that's what's happening. So these, it's mainly women, are denying themselves food, really any food, in order to save the calories for their alcohol. And it's getting to the point where not only are they obviously staying too thin, but they're depriving themselves of food. I mean, somehow, Jill, they do not understand that in order to survive, your body needs food, and your body doesn't need just, you know, barbecue chicken wings and peanuts at the they might be served along with the drinks, but it really needs things like vegetables and fruits and proteins and some carbohydrates for your muscles to contract, etc. They just willy-nilly just say, okay, we're not going to eat in order to drink. And it, and you know, like any of these fads, is sort of taking hold, and it's becoming pervasive.
One quick thing, because we've only got 2 minutes.
Sure.
The problem is, or in my view, just let me throw this out here, there's also the calorie count. Because people don't view, it's like, okay, I'm getting X number of calories, I am consuming X number of calories in this beverage.
Right.
So,
I'm going to leave out those calories from the cottage cheese and the yogurt.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, just in terms of, quote, thinking, unquote.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, maybe they're not turning into alcoholics, but they may really turn into people with kind of a malnutrition caused by drinking and not eating. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing cases of this. Well, Jill, as we know, we always find a new problem every week.
That's right. That's our job.
That's it. Good talk. Enjoy the weather. Put on sunblock.
Oh, okay. It's great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye then.
Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday morning here on The Breakfast Club.